This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. As you are well aware, COVID-19 has changed the way we're going about our daily lives. There have been 53 cases confirmed in Michigan. Seven of those are in Washtenaw County, and there are numerous tests still pending. We know the numbers will continue to go up before leveling off. With as many measures that have been put in place to prevent the spread, we have no idea how bad it could really get. With that in mind, we wanted to talk with Dave Holtman about preparations and possibilities. Dave is Director of Emergency Services in Washtenaw County, and thank you so much for the time today.
Good morning, David. Thank you for having me.
Let's start at the beginning. This really is uncharted territory for you as a leader, right?
Uncharted in a sense. We've done exercises around this. We've discussed what our response would be in a situation during different scenarios. But when you're dealing with the real thing, things change rather quickly. So we've been working very closely because public health takes the lead on an operation such as this in the response. And really that's been my priority, is supporting them with whatever resources or preparation or changes in services that can be done to assist them with this response.
As you assess where we are and where this may head, in your opinion, did we get a quick enough start on dealing with the outbreak?
I think we did well. I think we certainly could have started sooner, but you can always say that when a situation like this occurs. We've taken many steps just in the past 2 weeks, really, of limiting certain services that require face-to-face response. One of my other responsibilities is Washtenaw Metro Dispatch, and we have made changes in our response protocols and our call intake. We still take the calls the same and dispatch them out. However, some of our agencies that we provide services for have changed their service protocols, and so we work in conjunction with them to make sure the services out to the public as far as first responders is taking place.
You mentioned that you're kind of following the lead and offering support at the direction of the Washtenaw County Public Health Department. How is emergency services coordinating with the health department, with other law enforcement agencies, government entities, and medical care facilities to best prepare for what we expect will get worse?
Yes. I'm in daily contact with the emergency services representative for the hospitals. Cinder James is their emergency preparedness point of contact. Myself and her have been looking at all of the different options on the table as far as how this may progress, what other logistical needs we will have, and what resources if we have to throughout the process of this. And, of course, this is not going to be just a week or two. This is going to be several weeks long.
So from your perspective, and I really truly want to avoid being alarmist in any way, but from your perspective, as you have discussed these scenarios, paint me a picture of the worst-case scenario you've discussed.
Well, worst case, it just would be if it starts to impact staff support. For instance, if I have services that require a certain level of staffing and certain people have to be off because they are being quarantined or isolated, we're going to have to adjust our staffing levels. There's limited resources in every field and every operation, but we will just have to look at where our priorities will be going forward. That includes really the private sector, too. There's vendors and other support services out there that we depend on for service. I've been in contact with my representatives with Consumers Power and Detroit Energy, DTE, to make sure that they've implemented their response plans and limited the number of staff that they expose out in the public, but still have the resources available and ready to keep power running. So looking at all of those aspects, it's always a concern.
This is 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking with the Director of Emergency Services in Washtenaw County, Dave Holtman. A lot of concern has been placed that we don't have the hospital capacity to handle a major outbreak. In other places around the country, hospitals are setting up makeshift facilities and tents in their parking lots. What is the plan for an overflow of patients in Washtenaw County?
Well, we've looked at different facilities, if necessary, to open as an overflow facilities. However, the main thing really is that people are starting to adopt this as a community response. They're starting to realize that we're all in this together to minimize and, as they say, flatten the curve. We all need to take actions to limit our exposure so that really 80% of the population, as they say, will have minor effects from this. However, it's the 20% that are at risk that we want to, as a whole, prevent being from being exposed.
You've talked about what staffing levels might be impacted in your office and how that would impact operations. Has there been discussion of what to do if so many health workers become infected or get quarantined that they're not enough to handle the patient load?
I really take the lead with public health on that. There is talk about how those resources can be separated so that the services can be continued to be provided, but limit certain people that may be exposed from being within the environment where services are provided. Again, this is a coordinated response, not only with public health, but through the state. I've been in direct contact with them on a daily basis, following those directives, and again, the public being more involved, and I think more engaged with limiting exposure, will be able to, ride through this much easier and get through it with even the staffing issues.
Our conversation with Washtenaw County Emergency Services Director Dave Holtemann continues on WEMU as we explore the reality of the current situation and possibilities ahead when it comes to a coronavirus pandemic. In your conversations with the state and other health officials, Dave, do we think that because of the measures that have been put in place and are being taken care of, that potentially we can flatten out the curve a bit and avoid the worst-case scenario we've been talking about?
I think so. I definitely think so. I've been in contact also with my counterparts in emergency management throughout the state, and everyone is taking the same measures. We all have the same list of things that we're trying to limit as far as services to limit the exposures. We're all having people stay home and work from home wherever possible. And when I start asking the questions of what they're doing, it's interesting how they're all really aligning almost naturally in place with what we're doing.
It is interesting. And then we take a look out in the public and you see the lines to get into area bars and restaurants. The grocery stores are absolutely packed with people who are stocking up with supplies, perhaps exposing themselves further to infection. Is that of concern to you?
But I think if the stores take the actions that I've heard they're taking, where they were closed during certain times, being able to restock, limiting the number of people potentially, in the store at one time, those sort of factors actually do make a big difference.
Your staff is going to continue to be of vital importance in the weeks ahead. And you've touched on the fact how people are kind of naturally falling in line to particular protocols. But what are the official protocols you've put in place in the office to protect your staff from infection and quarantine?
Really, the county administration has taken a very strong position on the operational plan that they put in place. Again, limiting people that don't necessarily have to work from their work location. They can work from home. Or limiting the services that we provide. All of those things are contributing to our response and to limiting the exposure rate.
And if people want to find out more information about what you are doing and what is happening at the county, what's the best point of reference for them?
Really, the county's public health website is the most up-to-date. Even my website for emergency services, there's a lot of valuable information listed there. But right from the top, if you're looking specifically for coronavirus response information, it takes you on a link directly back to the public health website.
And we will have and do have all of those links available. If you go to our website, maybe easier to remember right off the bat at WEMU.org. And I thank you for the time today, Dave, and we'll be in touch soon as things progress.
Thank you, David.
That is Washtenaw County Emergency Services Director Dave Holtemann. For all the information you need to know about how coronavirus is impacting our community, the state of Michigan, and the world, you'll find we've created a COVID-19 landing space right at the top of our webpage at WEMU.org. Every WEMU story on coronavirus, every NPR story on coronavirus. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU News.